Emotions were on my mind so much during my second pregnancy. Everywhere I turned, the topic seemed to come up, in webinars, in books, and in sermons. Then, 3 weeks before I gave birth to Vanna, my sister got married, and less than 12 hours after I cried myself down the aisle as matron of honor, my cousin passed away unexpectedly, and I bawled again, this time on my parents' porch. The range of emotions I experienced in the weeks prior to and after Vanna's birth sent me on a roller coaster and all but consumed me. Pregnancy was the ultimate honesty filter. There was no possible way to suppress what I was feeling as I had attempted to do in the past. I can say from experience that either extreme, stuffing the emotions or letting them fly all over the place, can be equally as dangerous. It was during this time that I learned the driving power of emotions and how clueless I was in dealing with them. One of the biggest realizations that came to me from the sermons and books I read, okay, mostly the movie Inside Out, is that emotions are actually good indicators that we should take a deeper look inward. But we should manage them instead of letting them dictate our lives. Does life sometimes feel like a roller coaster? Do you wake up wondering if it's going to be a good day or a bad day based on whether your baby misses his nap or your toddler has a bad day herself? It's exhausting, isn't it? Living this way is the definition of survival mode. We hold on for dear life and let our emotions buck us around like a wild stallion. If you have never had a season where your emotions called the shots in your life, I tip my hat to you, ma'am. For the rest of us, this is totally normal, and I dare say everyday life. If you are ready to hop off the stallion, would you take a moment to picture another reality with me? Before your feet hit the floor in the morning, you lie in bed, look up at the ceiling, and praise Jesus for a new day. You tell him that you are excited to see what he has planned, and that you are choosing right now to obey his lead instead of the leading of your emotions. Your heart isn't racing as you walk toward the dark abyss of a day full of unknowns. You know exactly what's to come, not the actual circumstances, but who you will be in the midst of them. Sure, one of your kids may barge into your room screaming for breakfast, but you hold out your hand and notice something new. It's steady like a marine. Although you still can't predict what your kids will do, your heart is no longer set to the temperature of your circumstances. It's set to God's truth, that He is with you always, that He loves you, that His plan is better than anything you could come up with on your own. These truths trump anything the world will throw your way today, and as a result, you're calm and at peace. We don't have to be slaves to the version of motherhood we see in all the movies. The mom who has stress in her life, shocker, and then unleashes a storm of emotions on her kids, her spouse, and anyone else within earshot. This depiction of motherhood isn't just a fictionalized Hollywood version either. We've seen it at Target, too. The mom who has stress in her life, in the form of a toddler, and starts yelling and slapping her kid and telling them to be quiet and stop hitting. We have bought into the lie that this is normal. Yes, tantrums in Target are normal. And by this I mean that tantrums in Target are normal.